Week 6 here in KMA Land of Football. On the line with me is the head coach of the Clarinda Cardinals, Connor Hannifin. Big win over Van Meter in Week 5. Now they're heading on to Week 6, where they'll be taking on Grandview Christian in another big district matchup. But, hey, Coach Hannifin, let's talk about that big win over Van Meter. First time you beat them in 4 tries in this modern era. So what was the night life for the Cardinals?
It's a tremendous win for our program and for our kids. You know, I've talked to a lot of people about it. You know, this was a win in 6 years in the making since we got here as a collective staff that has really tried to change the culture here in Clarinda, and this is what we've preached for them to buy into for success in games like this. And you know, you just gotta give a lot of credit to the kids for buying in and working their tails off for 6 years for a win like this.
Big program win for you guys. What area of the game do you think you really performed well in last night, getting that 17-14 victory?
I think it was up front, defensive line, offensive line. I think the control in the line of scrimmage was a vital part into the game last night and in our success, and we knew that going into it. We had to control the line of scrimmage. We had to tackle well. I thought our tackling was phenomenal last night on the defensive side. You know, and we blocked well. We sustained blocks. We got the first downs, and we got the yards we needed. So, you know, I'd be remiss not to talk about our special teams. You know, special teams really came through last night, the punt game. You know, our PATs, our field goals, and then our kickoff team played fantastic last night, too.
You guys, second game of the year, in a non-district matchup against Shenandoah, you guys came away with a loss. We're 4-1 on the year, but now in the district, you're the only one with 0 losses. You're in the driver's seat. You control your own destiny. What's that kind of mean to have game control in the district?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everyone keeps talking about that Shenandoah game, and, you know, that's going to happen for sure, but, you know, That taught us a lot as a team and as coaches where we needed to get fixed and who we needed and where we needed to improve. And you know, you hate to say it, but I think that propelled our guys into refocusing and doing what we do. And I think that's been huge for us in practice, and that's been the key for us in these big games. But you know, like you said, we're in the driver's seat of the district. We control our own destiny. You know, like we talked about last night as a program, this is a step in the process of our goals. This is not the peak. Beating Van Meter is not the peak. It's a step in the process and, you know, to where our goals are. So we control that, and now it's time to hunker down, keep continuing to get better, and make sure that we take care of business.
And the next step is you guys will be hosting Grandview Christian there, another big district matchup. They had a hard-fought loss coming in hungry at 3-2. What are just some first challenges as you look? Because you've never, Clarinda's never faced Grandview Christian before. So what are just some challenges you think they can pose?
Well, you know, when I watch them on film, they're a well-coached football team. Like you said, we haven't played them before. They made the jump up at 2A this year, and they've done a good job in competing. And even Friday, you know, last night when they challenged Woodward Granger. And so we're going to have to be ready to go. You know, it's our homecoming week, which creates its own challenges as a head football coach. And, you know, one thing that we preach here is as a football program, it's our job to win the game on homecoming. Let everyone else do all the fun stuff. But our job is to win the football game. And, you know, when you watch them, they have a good passing attack, a good quarterback, and a good tight end. And so, again, it's going to come down to how we perform and how we execute.
Never played them before, and we're 5 weeks into the season, and we still don't even have any common opponents between them as well, so that's going to be just a brand-new experience for both teams there. So that doesn't matter. Let's go about how you guys have an advantage. What do you think an area of the game is that you guys are going to try to pose on them?
Well, I think you just go back to what we do, and that's controlling both sides of the ball in the line of scrimmage. That's just something we've prided ourselves on here in Clarinda for the last couple of years and been blessed with some good guys that have bought into that. And so, you know, you start getting into the game prep, and you obviously add some tweaks and stuff for what they do, but at the end of the day, it's about blocking, tackling, and not turning the ball over. And if we take care of that here the next couple of weeks, we're going to be in good shape.
You guys kind of got an added addition last night through when you guys got Caleb Shane back. So what's it like to have the running back linebacker combo back of Caleb Shane?
Yeah, you know, that kid, he's a special talent. He's explosive, strong, fast, has really worked on his craft. You know, when he was hurt going into the game one, and that hurt us. But, you know, Baylor Hash really stepped up for us, and now it's really nice to have kind of a two-headed monster with Baylor and Caleb being able to run the football, play defense, and keep those guys fresh and not have to play 150 snaps in a night.
And let's also speak on your senior quarterback here. As we're coming into more district play, what's it going to be to have a nice 3-year starter to be able to rely on to control your offense?
Yeah, you know, he's a winner. That's just how he is. And you know, last night we get the ball back on the onside kick, and he wanted the ball in his hands. And, you know, when you have a quarterback that is a leader like that, the guys believe in, the coaches believe in, that makes the plays, you know, that's all. As a coach, it makes your life easy sometimes. And so, you know, Noah's really worked hard, does the right things on the field, outside the field, is a great person. And all the success he has earned, and I'm so proud of him.
We will be there calling that game for the KMA Extreme here come week six on Friday. So what I'm going to be watching Grandview Christian come to Clarinda, what am I going to see there, Connor?
I think you're going to see two teams that are going to be well coached. You know, in our district, it's a tough district with a lot of good coaches, a lot of good players, which is kind of a fun thing for us. And, you know, I think we're going to see a packed crowd here in Clarinda for homecoming. And, you know, last night's win was absolutely huge for our program, our school, and our community. A lot of excitement. But, you know, now it's time to just do us and be physical and execute at a higher level than we did Friday night.
Fantastic. That's head coach Connor Hanifin of the Clarinda Cardinals taking on Grandview Christian here coming up on week six. Coach Hanifin, thanks for getting this in. Appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your week and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.